Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
At the last great football stadium, old school. Because Soldier Field's going to get, you know, blown up. And it's not
Soldier
the same.
Wasn't impressive.
Because they put a spaceship over it.
Yeah, they put the spaceship over it. I wasn't impressed with Soldier Field. Lambeau Field, that atrium that they have.
Yeah.
The history. Big Dog said he told me about it when he went to go see the Raiders play up there a few years ago, walking through the neighborhood, because it's numbered little, it's neighborhood, little stadium. You're like, wow, what the hell is going on here?
House, I'm not joking. I literally saw a house for sale in the parking lot.
It's incredible.
It's the wildest thing of all time.
And they had the bleachers.
$200,000 for that house.
And they had the bleachers. The bleachers, the metal bleachers, so it's old school.
So bring your own seat.
Bring everything there. Bring everything. Warmers, hand warmers, scarves, hoodies, you name it. Bring it. That is number two on my list.
Wow.
Number one. I got to get to Wimbledon. You want to call me white? Call me white. But I got to get to Wimbledon. I got to see the all-grass courts. I got to see Joker. It's center court against Alcaraz. I got to see 5 sets. I got to see the roof open up. Then I got to see the roof close when the rain comes in. Then I got to see the grass turn from go to green to brown by the end of the tournament. I have to go to Wimbledon.
So, you know, one thing that my cousins and I were talking about.
That's my number
one. And you didn't have this on your list. But, like, to me, and my cousin John's trying to organize this, we're going to pick a college venue to go see. When I think of, like, football stadiums, as we were talking about, you know, Lambeau and whatnot, The tour that I want to do is the college football tour. I want to go to an Alabama game.
Run,
I want to go to a Georgia
God.
Game. I want to go to an LSU game.
Yeah.
I want to go to a Tennessee game. I want to go to a Notre Dame game. I want to go to Ohio State and a Michigan. And, like, that's what I but I don't think you could pick just one venue in college football.
You can't.
I think there's just too many iconic ones.
Dude, listen. I mean,
I've been to the Coliseum. I've been to the Rose Bowl. Those are amazing. Not for a Rose Bowl.
The Rose Bowl game. Oh, my God.
But the stadium's sweet.
Don't even get me started on that. Been to two of those now. I'm surprised at my bucket list. I've crossed off a lot of stadiums within the last 10 years. I'm proud of myself because this has always been something I've wanted to do. Finally made a couple bucks here. But Michigan, so I was up there for I didn't go to the game. I actually went to a Lions-Rams game the next day. It was the same day. The Lions-Rams game was the same day that Alex Smith stunk it up on Sunday Night Football against Philadelphia, and Bruce Conrad committed to 3 errors for the Atlanta Braves against the Giants in the NLDS. I was in Detroit for that day. And the day before, I was trying to get tickets for Michigan State. They were both 5-0. Shoelace Robinson was a quarterback for Michigan. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
They wanted like $250 for nosebleed seats at the Big House.
Wow.
I got 2 tickets for the Lions-Rams game for a total of $80. 15-yard line, 20 rows up. Nobody gave a damn about the Lions, but trying to get into the Big House and seeing the Big House on the outside, because I couldn't see it on the inside, the top of the stadium is ground level. It's street level. So basically, you're just walking down into a pit. So it's like SoFi Stadium. When
Which
you walk
is
down,
amazing.
It's amazing, but you get hot, right?
Yeah,
it's like, whoa, it's a little humid in here. I need the Excedrin. Denard Robinson, Shoelace Robinson. Yep, Denard Robinson was special. But that's a good one. Going to the SEC games, going to Ohio State, going to Michigan, that has to happen.
I'm surprised the Sutter Health Facility is not on anybody's list where the A's are going to play next year.
Tell me you're not thinking about going on a road trip up there.
Oh, I will. I'll go up there.
Yeah, I feel dirty saying it, but...
All right, so what do you guys got? Because Giants and Fenway. Have either of you been to Fenway?
No, never been to Fenway Park. If I had to add one in there, because I'm not going to give top five, Estadio Azteca in Mexico City.
Wow.
All time. Yeah, 100,000 people. It's at high elevation. Yeah. That is like the Mecca in Mexico when it comes to soccer or football.
Julio Cesar Chavez once had a boxing match there. Yeah, 100,000 people. Knocked some... Knocked out a dude named Greg Hagen.
And we're going to see some World Cup action there this year because obviously it's the USA, Canada, and Mexico all sharing it this year too, so in a couple of years.
Sammy?
You know what? I've been thinking the ballpark right now that's really on my list is Coors Field. I really want to sit in those purple seats a mile above sea level and to be
Coors
able to just,
Field.
I think it'd be kind of a cool thing to be able to sit there.
Are you kidding me, dude?
Out of all the stadiums, you want to go to Coors Field?
Are you kidding me?
Out of all the stadiums you could pick in America, you went to the University of Miami. You went to Doak Campbell Stadium.
I did.
I need to go to Doak.
So, there's lots of. I'm just saying, the first one that came off to my head right now is, yeah, Coors Field's been on my list.
I love you, but
there's
just...
a lot. Oh, I'm sorry, can I not have others? That's the only one I'm allowed to have.
I'm sorry. Is this that America?
Coors Field turned into
a South Park.
You might
character.
Have to turn your mic off after Coors Field. No, seriously, no, love it. We're going to get Ricky Pierce all out. No, turn the damn mic on it. Don't be like that. Don't take your ball and go home. Don't be like that. Ricky Pierce is going to join us tomorrow at 8:30. Ricky Pierce, first round pick of the 49ers, joining us tomorrow at 8:30. I can't wait to ask him about playing in the swamp.
I visited the swamp when I was doing college tours. So I was able to visit the swamp. And they let you
did
go
you go
on
to
field.
A game?
I didn't get on the field. I was doing college tours in the spring, so there's no games going on. But I was able to kind of walk around. That's a really cool venue, too. Another one, though, I always want to see is Tennessee. I want to see everyone like coming out through the tee. That is a really cool one that I like. And then, we said the Big House already, but that's another one that's also up there for me as far as college venues go.
Here's what I want to do this summer. And today's not the day. But I want to collect all of the information from everybody out there. What are the non-professional must-see games in the Bay Area? For example, Bruce Mahoney, a sunken diamond Stanford baseball game. You know, going to Memorial Stadium to watch Cal play Stanford. Like, there are certain events that are non-professional that you have to go do here in the Bay. Oakland Tech.
All right, we got to do legal. You're listening to 95.7K, KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Don't forget, you can also watch us every single day on our YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter streams. Oh, we got Twitter streams now. Great. Just log on to search 95.7K. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. Send it to the Xfinity Mobile text line. On the other side, Kyle and Walnut Creek. I want to get the place you have to go to. 888-957-9570. What are the venues you have to go to before you're 6 feet deep in a graveyard? 888-957-9570 is the number. What are the must-see venues you have to go to? That's coming up here on the roster. Then we'll get into some football and more basketball here on 95.7 The Game.
The best part of waking up. Morning roast in your cup.
All right, hey, check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast with Bonte and Shaq.
All right, Jeremiah and Fremont. San Leandro Mo, good morning to them. Good morning to everybody out there. Hopefully you're having a good morning as we're talking about venues. Giants are in Fenway Park to take on the Sox, Boston Red Sox. We'll see if they can win game one today of that series. They've won a couple series here, man. Giants, look, they're around 500. Not sure they're where they want to be. Obviously, you want to be better. But all in all, I'm not mad at the start for them. Taking on Boston in Fenway. Logan Webb on the mound against Cooper Criswell, who's pitched well for the Sox this season. 2.38 ERA, 1.15 whip. He's only pitched 11 innings, so he's going to be a short guy. They may be going to a bullpen game today as he is the opener for the Sox. Logan Webb has been dynamic He has been, in my opinion, the best pitcher in the National League. Maybe a little biased here, but he's been electric on the mound. And not electric in terms of heat, throwing gas, just getting people to ground out and just pitching a fast game, just mowing dudes down like he's Greg Maddux or something. Logan Webb, off to a terrific start.
You know, I just got a very interesting text message about our conversation regarding sports venues, and you bring up the San Francisco Giants. I think if you removed all the people from the Bay Area and you started, or you went out of the Bay Area and you asked people, you know, what are the best sports venues? Where do you have to go? What do you have to do? AT&T Park, a.k.a. Oracle, a.k.a. Pac Bell Park, is going to be at the top of a lot of people's lists.
A.k.a. SBC.
SBC, exactly. Is it not?
Might be.
Because when I see all these pictures of like PNC Park, which is the Pirates Park, at night, like it looks amazing, yeah. And I want to go. Petco, I've been there multiple times. Awesome. Amazing. Love it. Love that sim. I think a lot of people look at, Oracle Park currently, that's what it's called, and they say, I got to go to a game out there.
Yeah. That's not bad. Probably. It's one of the best stadiums. Every time you hear people say, oh my God, you guys get the stadium all the time. Film on Mike's section. College Station, Texas A&M.
See, that's a good one. I think college, like, we've realized that college is its own category.
Right. Yeah, you can't. It's
there's too many.
You know, Cowboy Stadium, Jerry's World, wasn't bad. Okay. Not a bad seat in the house. I loved everything around it. The accessibility of Jerry Jones did a really good job.
So what makes, I guess Spadoni was asking, like, what makes a great sports venue?
History, tradition.
Yes.
Sight lines, quirkiness.
Uh-huh.
What's the quirk? Like Fenway, they've got pesky pole, they got center field, they've got the green monster.
Oracle's got the weird arches and the weird arches, alley.
The Coke bottle,
yeah,
the glove.
Coke bottle, the glove, good call.
You got to have the history. And you know what? You don't necessarily have to be good because the Cubs were not good for a long, long time, but Wrigley was special with the IV and being in the neighborhood and the longevity. Yeah. So it is the history.
Is it Waveland Avenue?
Waveland Avenue or Sheffield Avenue.
Yeah.
The Orange Bowl. I get disappointed that I never got to go to the Orange Bowl back in its heyday when Miami was rolling. Like that stadium, they tore it down and they built the Marlins Park right there. But the Orange Bowl was like, you think about all the great games, all the great bowl games, all the great players.
You say the Orange Bowl, I think of Candlestick.
Why do you think of Candlestick?
Because I think of places that people wanted to get rid of and they said it was old and decrepit, which it was.
Yeah.
But they also, like, the minute it went away, we're like, oh, damn it. We just lost all our history.
All the history, all the iconic games, all the games Matt and the Summerall called at Candlestick Park, Vin Scully called at Candlestick Park. I mean, the grass being different colors by the time January rolled around.
Yes.
I mean, it was you had to wear different cleats every single quarter. But that, in my opinion, is what makes a stadium special. What about you?
Yeah, the ambiance is absolutely one of the top, criteria. But like it doesn't have to be old. Like yeah. I think that's one of the things, when I think of AT&T Park, Oracle, it's not that old, but it does have a ton of history. Bonds chasing all those records, them playing so many playoff games, perfect games, no hit. Like, they have a ton of history in 25 years, right? A ton of history. I look at, like, the Golden One Center, right? Not a lot of history. You could make an argument the Steph Curry Game 7 right. is one of the bigger games that's been played there in that stadium, and I'm sure Kings fans' heads will explode.
They'll play in.
But that is a really cool stadium.
It's a cool
venue. But would it be at the top of my list?
Probably not.
Probably not. Like, but it's a really cool stadium, and I think it's a really good one.
Manuel Rodriguez.
The minute I walked into SoFi Stadium, yeah. I knew this is one of the best sports venues I've ever been
to. Well, just walking into.
It was incredible.
Think about the walk up into it. You got the waterfall. You're walking up the stairs.
You're in a neighborhood.
You're in a neighborhood in Inglewood. Yeah. First of all, the Forum's right there.
Yeah, right.
We're walking by the Forum. We're like, wow, that's the Great Western Forum.
Yeah.
That's where Magic plays.
Which is what Fenway has.
Right.
Which is what Wrigley has. Like certain.
But the Great Western Forum's right there. It's like, wow, that's the Forum. And then you walk over to SoFi. And you're walking in. There's so many different entrances. But you walk in where we walked in at, and there's a waterfall. It's right. There's the stairs. You look to the right. There's
pretty
a
incredible.
Fat team store. Huge team store. Then they got like these tubs of beer and water and soda, whatever you need. And you just go slide your credit card right in. Oh, it's so good. It's so efficient in terms of getting in and out and getting your beverages. And then you walk in and you're in the middle of the second and third deck. And you're looking down at the stadium and you see the scoreboard. And you're like, oh my, this is legit.
It's one of the greatest venues that money can buy.
It is legit.
And they nailed it. Like, ambiance, aesthetics, experience, the whole, it's the full package. And they have a parking lot.
They do have a parking lot.
I think the tailgating is part of it.
Now, I don't know how efficient it is in terms of getting in and out.
That we didn't experience.
But I will say, this past season, when I went down there for the second game of the season, Anna and I walked out the stadium, we're able to get a cab in 10 minutes. We're at our hotel in 15, grabbed our luggage, was at the airport another 10. So it was like 40 minutes, I'm at the airport, basically. It's like, wow, that's pretty cool. Now, we got a little lucky. Mm-hmm. There's taxis right there. I'm seeing some things here. Since you said I'm morphing into a 75-year-old white guy, some folks are saying, you're missing Talladega Nights, Bonte Daytona 500. But you know what? I do want to go to Talladega.
Daytona.
I do want to go to the Daytona 500.
I love how the Florida came out of Sam immediately.
Hey, listen.
That's actually a big regret I have from my 4 years in Miami is that I never got out to Daytona.
Break that down to me.
Honestly?
Why would I want to go there?
Well, honestly, just real quick, before we get to the calls, Kyle and Muna, stay, hang tight. I remember watching the Daytona 500. Wasn't that the race where Dale Earnhardt Sr. died? I watched the entire race because it was like Dale Earnhardt's trying to win it. He was in the race, and his son ended up winning it, right? And then Michael Waltrip was right there, all his buddies. There was nothing on TV. I was like, you know what? And I used to play the video game, NASCAR, because I thought it was kind of cool. Daytona 500. Hell, Team Jordan just won Talladega. Team Jordan. He was jacked out of his mind. They won Talladega. Unbelievable. So that is a good bucket list item. Daytona 500. And that here, the tailgating.
Oh, I'm sure the crowd there has got to be so much fun. I mean, first off, it's a NASCAR crowd plus a Florida crowd. That's a great crowd.
Have you ever done Sonoma Raceway?
Yeah.
I've never done it.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's not bad.
Because I know there are a lot of loyalists that love it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's only a road course, though, so yeah.
It's not bad.
Sam, I didn't know this was your wheel.
Back in high school, I was kind of a NASCAR redneck, so I got into it.
It was fun. Yeah, the road courses. What is it?
Interesting.
Watkins Glen and then Sonoma. Yeah, Sonoma, I think those were the two on the NASCAR track.
I learned so much about you.
I did
every
not
day.
Know I know this much about NASCAR, actually. No. And I'm Bristol,
what about
right
the
now.
Bristol 500?
Which one?
Bristol.
Vontae's unloading all of
these. He might have you on that one. I'll watch Bristol that one. It's a quick one.
It's like the quick oval.
Pocono too.
Pocono.
The triangle.
I always like Pocono.
That's a good one.
Where is that? Pennsylvania? Is that Pennsylvania?
Correct.
Poconos? Yes. Yeah.
What is going on here?
NASCAR talk ever on
95.7.
When I
right
say
now.
I'm well rounded, folks, I mean it. I'm well rounded.
Jeff Gordon, baby. Vallejo.
Stop!
I covered NASCAR press conference one time at Ghirardelli Square. And
so what?
I walked in there, and there's these dudes with cowboy hats and cowboy buckles. And they looked at me like, what the hell are you doing in here? And I looked at them and said, I don't know what I'm doing in here. It was very uncomfortable.
Say, what are they doing here? Cowboy hats and buckles at Ghirardelli Square?
It was a place that I probably...
don't talk about that.
Let's just go to Kyle and Walnut Creek. If you guys know,
Hi, Kyle.
Know.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
I'm good, chilling. Kyle. Big chilling. Having some fun.
How are good. Bonte, you mentioned Madrid earlier.
Yeah.
I was very, very lucky to be able to go to El Clasico last Sunday.
Wait, you were at El Clasico? Stadium? You were there?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The new stadium. We were six rows behind the goal. I could see Antonio Rudiger's, if he were looking in our direction, he would be able to see me, like, or anyone. We were that close. It was absurd, man.
So can you explain to Shasky the scoreboard, the stadium, the grass and everything? Because it is unbelievable. It looks unreal.
Dude, if you're a soccer fan or not, you walk into that stadium and you don't even have to understand the history of Real Madrid to just have your jaw drop. Like, it is absurd how many people are there. It's six stories high. They build up, not out, in that stadium. So you got people stacked on top of each other. And then on top of that, you get to mix it up. They're playing Barcelona. I mean, think of the biggest rivalry you can think of in American sports and multiply that by 50. The fans in Madrid are unreal, and you can't, this is something I didn't know until I got there, but in Spain, in La Liga, you aren't able to drink inside the stadium, so you have to drink before. And you have thousands and thousands and thousands of fans, 20 or 30 of these bars around the stadium just going nuts before they all walk in, and then it's just all about football. It was unbelievable. So if you ever get the chance, go to the Bernabeu if you ever end up in Madrid. It was a life-changing experience.
Oh, my gosh, Kyle. I'm so jealous. You got to Google the stadium. The stadium looks unreal. Unreal. Good call, Kyle. Let's go to Muna in San Francisco. Muna has a venue that I love. Muna, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm going to call. I got to say the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl game. So not just the Rose Bowl, because I was there last Pac-12 game, Cal versus UCLA, 30,000 people. Not great, but to go New Year's Day at the Rose Bowl, you know, it's beautiful, it's sunny, and one cool thing about it is, in terms of the attendance, it's split down the line, 50-50. I went for Oregon versus Ohio State, and I've never had an experience like that, just with the history, the field, the experience, and, you know, college football is not big on the West Coast, but for some reason, you know, being barely sober from the night before and getting there, it's a great experience.
Was that the Rose Bowl with Terrell Pryor at quarterback for Ohio State?
Terrell Pryor, he ran crazy. Yep, that was the one.
Yep, against who's Marcus Mariota? They shut Oregon down.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I mean, I was going for Oregon, but it was a great game, and it's just a great experience. And it's sad that we'll never quite have that again with the Pac-12 and the Big Ten. But it was a great experience.
I love that. What are you laughing
just,
at?
That's you good. Bring up Terrell Pryor, and it's just as a thrower of the football, he just wasn't there as a quarterback.
I just think of him and that quarterback option he had in the very first play from scrimmage against the Steelers.
And
Polamalu bit so hard. He ran like 90 yards. Yeah, it was the longest ever. I think Cam Newton might have broken it.
I actually thought he was a decent receiver.
No, he was.
I thought he had a lot of talent at quarterback. If they just worked with him.
He got jobbed at Ohio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
He did.
I mean, the whole suspension was ridiculous.
Remember,
looking back at like how the NIL is now, the kid got some tattoos. I mean, what are we doing to Jim Tressel?
Remember Drew Henson, how he was like this high school phenom, and he goes to Michigan, he's baseball, football. Mm-hmm. I remember when Terrell Pryor was a senior I think it was Gannett, Pennsylvania, is where he played high school. Gannett, I could be wrong. You want to look this up, Spadoni? Gannett, and they were wearing like all blue. Gannett, PA. But Terrell Pryor was like the guy coming out of high school, and I think his final two were like Oregon and Ohio State. May have been Penn State on the list, and he was supposed to be that dude. That dude.
He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated in high school, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was like the guy. The guy. I thought he was going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, just from reading about him in high school to watching him in college, I thought he had all the tools to be an all-time great.
You know, I'm hearing everybody's stories, and I'm listening to all this stuff, and I'm seeing places that you got to be in at points in time. I think there was an argument you wanted to go see the Big Three at either Oracle or at Chase Center in their primes.
KD, Steph, and Clay?
Dre, Clay, and Steph, I think for a lot of people.
Big three. Yeah. No, it's been some good times here in the Bay Area.
Because in my mind, like, I'm thinking about, like, oh, I'll go to the United Center and see Jordan, you know what I mean, and Pippen in their prime.
I don't even go to United Center. I go to Chicago Stadium.
Okay, fine.
Matt Kolsky, our good friend Mike Kolsky, used to tell me stories. His dad used to take him to games at Chicago Stadium, and the players would come from under the court, kind of like Minnesota the Barn, where they come upstairs. And Kosuka, it's the loudest venue he's ever been to this day.
Wow.
To this day. Now, you brought up, I'm surprised we haven't even brought up the Super Bowl, maybe because the Niners lost. But just being at the Super Bowl. But see, the Super Bowl, it's a corporate crowd. And I think it's a disservice to the fans who spend all their money, all regular season, all playoffs, and they don't get to attend the Super Bowl because of the outrageous prices.
I don't even know if this, like, and it's up there. I don't even think it's a top four or five Niner game I've been to. And they lost in overtime in the Super Bowl. And that's an absurd thing to say. I know that sounds absurd. And I'm not trying to, like, I've been very lucky and very blessed to be able, I had season tickets forever to go to lots of games. And they lost in overtime. And in terms of experience,
the Lions game was better.
Coming
back from 24-7.
Yeah, that one was. I was gonna go. Like, I've been to way better games for the Niners. Like, in terms of just the atmosphere being different, you know. And it's to your point about the corporate crowd. Yeah, it was frustrating because it feels like the real fans aren't allowed in, and money gets the cash, the casual fans in there, stink.
We've been fortunate watching the Big Three, not only at Oracle or Chase. But what about in Boston and Toronto?
Well, you heard the boss ask me the question.
Yeah, Boston and Toronto.
What was the best game you've ever been to? And I think, to my mind, the greatest moment, like, as a sports fan, being alone up in the Boston Garden, game four, you know, pre-gaming with you and Mully and Brad Gilbert.
That's right.
And Brad asking if he could have my media credential.
By the way, Brad.
BG Tennis Nation.
Let me tell you. He was in that stadium with us. Whether he had a credential or not, I don't know. But he was in that stadium with us.
I sat up in the rafters by myself as Steph Curry had one of the greatest games of all time.
It's unbelievable.
And to this day, I will never forget that game. In that venue, against that team, in that moment.
It's
one of the greatest times.
It's a really good one.
Just as we're talking about kind of like championship venues there, obviously Super Bowl, Shasky, your experience at the Garden. The Stanley Cup, if you guys ever get to a Stanley Cup game. When I did the Sharks-Penguins a few years ago, my first one, Game 3, was the Donskoy OT winner. That was an electric crowd. Hockey fans are a next level of passionate. Stanley Cup, like, if you can get to any of the four championships, like, I feel like the Stanley Cup is like a different level of just like enthusiasm from the fan base when you go there.
Definitely the sickest trophy in all sports is Stanley Cup. Not even close.
So, the best traditions, too.
Yeah, you let me right into it. I always wear my Hall of Fame hoodie.
Yeah.
The Hockey Hall of Fame. It was incredible. Seeing all those different trophies, seeing all the different jerseys. The material, the Gretzky's, the Gordie Howe's, the mask, the hockey mask. But being at that Game 7 when the Sharks came back from 3-0 against the Vegas Knights, they came back from 3-0 to score four goals on a major power play. Because Pavelski got
rocked. Yeah, they had that 10-minute penalty because he got knocked to the ground, bleeding on the ice.
And the Golden Knights actually tied the game, and the Sharks won it in overtime. It happened to be the same night when Damian Lillard waved bye-bye to the Oklahoma City Thunder, when he hit that three and had the iconic photo with the meme. I mean, I know it was a first-round series, but...
Well, it's the guy afterwards, someone says, like, that was a bad shot, and Dame's like, that was bad defense.
I remember we were doing the Butcher Shop, Shasky, and Tommy Call was on with you and Covey, our friend Tommy Call here, former producer at the station host, and he was doing his big board because we were doing, like, NFL draft talk, right? And Covey's just going nuts about the Sharks, not even care about Tommy's segment. I felt so bad for Tommy Call.
It was so funny. There's a little rivalry between the two of them.
Was there?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not shocking to me. Not shocking.
Let's just make that abundantly clear.
Yeah. not shocking. Game six, you bring up game four, Boston, because that was one of the ones. It still
I think if you were to say, like, what's the greatest moment in Steph's career,
that moment might right there, be it. That was a great moment.
Yeah.
But I think I'm a sick individual. I'll never forget game five up in Toronto when KD tore his Achilles. And that scene and the vibe of when he walked off that floor being helped off by Andre Iguodala, yeah. Dr. Rick Celebrini, Stephen Curry's walking behind him. And it's like, yo, you're about to get eliminated, Dubs. And I get it. And DeMarcus Cousins, nobody ever remembers. He comes in and has a great spurt in the second quarter. And then the end of the game, Kawhi hits the two threes. You're like, oh, Toronto's about to win it. And then Steph, Clay, Steph, bang, bang, bang. You're going back to Oracle in Oakland, California. You're like, wow. But that whole scene of watching KD warming up, KD coming back, KD hitting the threes, KD getting hurt, and the Warriors still somehow, some way, finding a way to win that game, just in terms of environments, that was just surreal. Because the Toronto Raptor fans thought they were done. When they saw Kevin Durant, he hit those threes. That crowd was so quiet. They were rabid the first two games. They were looking around each other like, oh no, we're not going to win a championship. So that was just, I'm just thinking about moments. It's like that was surreal. That was surreal. Speaking of Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns, what the hell are they going to do? What the hell are the Suns going to do?
So they don't have a draft pick until 2030.
Yeah, no first round picks, no second round picks.
And I'm glad you're getting into this because I do want to get into this. LeBron lost last night, and there's obviously I've been chanting about LeBron to the Warriors for a long time, and people might be nauseated, but just like look at the options. The Warriors don't have a lot of options when guys become available. Now, I'm looking at an article from Marcus Thompson in The Athletic where he brings up, and I'll just rat-a-tat-tat some of the names that he references. Zach LaVine, Brandon Ingram, DeJounte Murray, Miles Turner, Lauri Markkanen. Then he gets to I call the big boys. Paul George, Kevin Durant, DeMar DeRozan, who I still believe is more of a, you know, tick down from these guys, and LeBron James. So I guess I have a question to you, Bonte, and the Warrior fans that are out there. You get one of these guys. We all agree they're multiple moves away, but you could start with one of these guys. Who's the guy you want and why? I'll even add some names. I'll add Joel Embiid, and I'll add Giannis Antetokounmpo in there. These are the teams that I feel are all going to get bowed out, you know, this week if they haven't already been.
Milwaukee may be done tonight.
Exactly. So, you know, if Kevin Durant's out there, the Warriors should sniff on it. Even though he's not what he was, you know, just 4 or 5 years ago, I would still be sniffing around that. LeBron James wants to come here, I'd be sniffing around that too. My number one of the old guys, Paul George. I think Paul George is the guy I would want. I think he's got the most left in the tank. And I think he fits defensively, offensively, as a off-ball shooter, as a playmaker with the ball in his hands in the half court. He could guard a lot of the primary options that are out there. He's a rebounder. I think he's a winner. He'd be perfect.
Bless you. Bless you. Kevin Durant this year, 27 points, 6.5 rebounds, 3 assists. Complained after the season, or apparently complained that, you know, he was just being relegated to the corner of the offense to try to get Bradley Beal going and try to get Booker going. I noticed the offense wasn't a fluid offense, and Grayson Allen yesterday was talking about their point guard position. Nah, we don't need a point guard because that took the ball out of the heads of Booker and Beal, and I disagree with that. Apparently Vogel wanted a point guard. He was adamant about getting a point guard. They didn't do it. So you bring up Embiid, Giannis, LeBron, KD. My question then would be to you, who's the best fit with Stephen Curry? Because that's what this is about.
Can we start by operating that Steph is so good, he fits with a lot of these guys?
He does, but some might be better. But who's the perfect fit?
Well, that's why I like Paul George.
At this Steph Curry at this stage, where let's keep it real, man. He played great. Steph's an all-time great. the gravity, the creation.
It's a slight tick down. That's all we have to say.
But he shot 36% from three from the All-Star break on. And really, if you take away the 6-for-6 game late in the season against the Lakers and the 7-for-13 game against the Pelicans, he was down to 34% from the three-point line. He was at around 40% from the floor, which is not Steph-like. Steph is an efficient guy. We're talking about a 50-40-90 guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He was not even close to that post-All-Star break. So he was a tick down. He struggled with longer defenders, more athletic defenders. Steph Curry's losing a little athleticism. But he's 36 years old. It's going to happen. LeBron's lost some athleticism. KD's lost some explosion. It happens. Larry Bird, Magic, Jordan, it all happens. Kobe happens. But it's happening to Stephen Curry. So with those options, if they are options, because LeBron James, you know, he could sign a three-year extension worth $164 million with the L.A. Lakers. Mm. They could offer that.
Mm-hmm.
He could have that three-year deal to the end of 42. And by the way, he just completed his sixth season with the Lakers, which is incredible. Can't believe it's been that long since he's been an L.A. Laker.
Been there longer than he was with the Miami Heat.
But the perfect fit with Steph. Yeah, he only was with the Heat for 4 years.
That's kind of crazy, actually.
I know your face, like you did this.
Well, because I feel like we've looked at him being here. He's I'm not going to say underwhelmed, because they did win a title, but like...
It hasn't gone as well as he thought it might have went, I think.
Yeah.
I think he thought everyone was going to line up to play with him.
Yeah, and he's learning how the West is just so much better than the East.
Well, and the salary cap is really difficult to get. When you have two maxes, that third max has to be a perfect player. It's really hard.
The perfect pairing with Stephen Curry. As much as I don't want him here, LeBron James would be the perfect pairing if those are the options. With Giannis, with Paul George. Now, Embiid is very intriguing. I would put him second. But with the way LeBron plays, now he's going to slow the game down a little bit if he does have the ball in his hands. But he's always been kind of a pass-first guy, getting everybody involved. He would have no problem getting people involved. And his three-point shot has improved tremendously. And he's a guy who's going to go to the cup, and he's going to finish. Out of those options, LeBron is the perfect pairing, in my opinion, with Stephen Curry. If you're looking for two-man games, guys who could cook, guys who could play well off each other. I'm not sure about Paul George. Paul George is too hit or miss for me. And I like Paul George as a player. But if I have him as a second option, I'm not even sure I'm a second-round team. I'm probably not getting out the first round. I've seen Paul George as the number two option in the Western Conference. Has not ended well. It's ended in first-round playoff losses, all right? He's too inconsistent for me. As a star in this league, I would rather have Embiid, Giannis, and LeBron over than Paul George. So I'm crossing PG off my personal list. It's either Embiid or LeBron, and I don't think Embiid's going anywhere. Philadelphia has $65 million.
Off the list?
It's going to be really hard to trade. You're going to have to trade a tremendous amount of assets to the Phoenix Suns to get Kevin Durant. And then there's a matter of, does Kevin Durant even want to play here?
We're going hypothetical, so I have no idea.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But if we're going straight hypotheticals, the perfect pairing for Steph, the best pairing for Steph, if it's not Embiid, it's LeBron James.
I can't believe you're finally saying LeBron James.
No, I've always said that. I just don't want LeBron here because I know what that brings to the table. What it brings to the table is what we're seeing this morning on all the internets.
Isn't it kind of crazy that we're thinking that like LeBron is more durable at almost 10 years older than some of these guys than even a Giannis and an Embiid and a Paul George? Like, that's crazy to me.
Now, if Embiid is...
But it's accurate.
You know, but Embiid, when we get to the playoffs, he just is never healthy. I don't know how you manage it. It just, things happen for Embiid where he gets to the playoffs and he wears down. He just wears down. His body is not holding up.
How many people you think out there are nodding their heads, and how many people are punching air right now when you say that LeBron's the best fit?
I don't know. I'd love to hear from 50-50? People.
50-50?
888-957-9570.
Because every time I bring up LeBron, there's certain people, you're an idiot.
Well, no, it's not that.
That's what they say to me every time.
Yeah, no, it's not that you're an idiot. It's just, look, you're getting older. You bring LeBron here, I still don't think you're a championship team. I got to see what the other pieces look like. I don't, LeBron is out in the first round in five games. LeBron James.
Not because of him.
LeBron James, but he doesn't play defense at all. Offensively, he holds the ball. He slows it down. I'm giving him the credence because he is a great passer, and I think he would defer to Stephen Curry offensively. But LeBron James is not the same guy, and I don't think he could get better. Look, the Lakers the last 4 years, they've been a play-in team.
Yeah, but the Bucks are about to... Giannis has not won a playoff game since he won the championship.
He's been hurt.
I'm going there. Like, Embiid, when was the last time he did something in the playoffs?
Embiid? Well, they can't get past the second round.
So, like, all the things that we're saying about, like, well, having LeBron. Like, I just think LeBron's a better player right now. But, I can't believe we're still here. But LeBron's still better than almost all these guys.
Yeah, but you know what, though? The Lakers have not been good in the Western Conference. The Western Conference has been detrimental to LeBron James and his brand. They can't get out the play-in tournament. They can't get out the first round. Hell, they made the West Finals last year. They beat up on the Grizzlies, which is a good run. They beat up on the Golden State Warriors. But LeBron James is older. So, like, these options that we're talking about, and these are all hypotheticals.
Yeah, we're all hypotheticals.
Like, trust me.
Yeah.
I don't want LeBron James on the Golden State Warriors, me personally.
Well, then who do you want?
I don't want LeBron. But then who is what I don't want. I don't know who's available.
Well, I
want a comparable team. You know what I'm saying? I don't want LeBron because of everything that comes with LeBron James. We're watching it play out in real time.
So, okay, of the guys that LaVine, Ingram, DeJounte Murray, Miles Turner, I'm just throwing out the names who could be available. Lauri Markkanen, Paul George, Kevin Durant, DeMar DeRozan, LeBron James, Embiid.
I would probably lean Embiid. With everything I just said about Embiid, I would lean Embiid.
Okay.
Because of his screening ability, his ability to go down to the cup and just get buckets, his ability to get to the free throw line, the ability to hit the three, his ability defensively. Now I got a big to go up against the Minnesota Trees, to go against that Joker in Denver, Nikola Jokic. I got another big who can go up against DeAndre Ayton. I got a big who could shut down Derek Lively II and Daniel Gafford down in Dallas. I got a big who could shut down Şengün down in Houston. I need a big.
Does Embiid, I feel like Giannis commands the most, but does Embiid command the second most in a trade?
Probably.
In terms of what you're giving up?
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Probably.
But that's why I like Paul George, because you could do a sign and trade. He's a free agent. If he chooses you, the leverage becomes all in your favor. Same thing with LeBron James. Like, the leverage is all in your favor. It's still going to cost you, but it won't cost you as much as someone who's locked into a 4 or 5 year deal.
Gosh.
You know, like, I think Brandon Ingram's an intriguing player. I think he has flaws.
Brandon Ingram was put up in the torture chamber, and he is still locked up. He was not.
All these guys have a flaw.
He said last night he did not have a good year, and I totally agree. Brandon Ingram took a step back.
He's got 1 year left on a $36 million deal, you know, 27 years old. I'm looking outside the box, and I'm trying to find different fits that are out there. And when a guy becomes
Nobody's available, because
they have a flaw.
We're just having a conversation. That's all. Nothing,
you know, no one's giving up. SGA, or Luka.
Brandon Ingram would be intriguing because New Orleans does have to make some changes.
Can Draymond play with Embiid?
Well, I don't. That's a great question. I think he could.
How about Draymond with LeBron?
LeBron's gonna have the ball in his hands a lot,
and he wants to go downhill.
I don't know.
I don't like Draymond's fit with LeBron, because you got to have shooters around LeBron, I don't know if I love, and then, like, Embiid, I got to kind of see that. I think it can work, but I got to kind of see it. I think Embiid is probably a better fit alongside Draymond than LeBron.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's an enigma. That is something that, like, you have to build your team. You have to build it in such a unique way. You have to bake that in to where, okay, LeBron, Draymond in the half court is going to have that ball at the top of the key. He's going to dribble, and he's going to be left wide open. So it compromises the spacing once again.
Exactly.
If he's not going to shoot those shots. Because if you bring in an Embiid or you bring in a LeBron, guess who's going to be open again? It's going to be Draymond Green. What is he going to do? Is he going to shoot? Is he not going to shoot? Now, Paul George, it's going to be 34 May 2nd, 34 years old. Very solid piece. Could it be a second piece on the check? Because the way my mind is working right now, Shasky, is how do I get back in the championship contention with Stephen Curry? And it feels like with Minnesota and OKC and the way they're playing right now, it's like, boy, it's going to be a challenge. Denver's not going anywhere. They have to improve their bench, but they're not going anywhere. I don't know. I do not know.
With this Kristaps Porzingis injury, I'm looking at Boston, and I'm saying to myself, boy, Boston, if you stub your toe and you end up losing in the playoffs, Are they going to just roll it back again? Like, they were phenomenal this year. Are they going to roll it back, or are they going to make moves? Could you get a Jaylen Brown? Could you get a Tatum?
Speaking of Embiid, he is now listed as questionable today with a migraine. He's not at shoot-around.
Poor guy. He's had a rough
run. He's got Bell's palsy. He's got a knee injury. I mean, I see all those guys laugh with a migraine. We think of Scottie Pippen that gave 70 against the Detroit Pistons.
Like,
half his face is paralyzed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's hard for me to criticize Embiid even a 1 ounce.
Gosh, the LeBron thing is so, like, I'm watching LeBron, and yes, he's still a great player. I acknowledge that. He's still one of the best we've ever seen. But sticking about, like, all those stink pieces that came out as soon as they lost. He's going to control everything. Everything. And as, like, if I was a fan, I wouldn't give a damn about it. But I unfortunately, my mind goes to, boy, the way we cover LeBron James, in terms of content, it's going to be every single day, and it's going to be exhausting. Exhausting.
Would you bring back Klay Thompson if you brought in LeBron?
Yeah, because LeBron loves shooters.
That's what I'm saying.
But Klay's going to want his money. He's going to want his money.
I mean, the odd man out, maybe.
Is that his number one? Like, I'm curious. You seem like you know. Is that what he's looking for the most money?
Well, you bring in LeBron. Klay Thompson's, where's the money going to be for Klay Thompson?
Well, you'd move, you know, you'd have to move Wiggins and some other stuff. GP2, you know, Looney, like, there's some other stuff. Where's the money for Klay? I don't know. But, like, is he just going for the most amount? Like,
yeah,
you're $2 million below what he's asking for from, you know, the Orlando.
I'm just, but we don't even know what he's asking for. We don't even know. Like, I don't, it's a lot. It is a lot. I mean, you bring in LeBron James. Just ask Spadoni with the whole LeBron. Like, I'll never forget, though, because Laker fans, and I've met more Laker fans over the past 5 years than I have my first, whatever, 35 years in this world. Laker fans don't feel LeBron like that.
Laker the guy fans. In the hotel? That's the great way of saying it. Laker fans. Laker not fans. Stands.
Not stands.
Wait, yeah, time Laker out. Fans. Time out. Okay. I tell you, you can go back in time. You don't get the championship, and you don't get LeBron.
No, I want LeBron. I'm saying his act at times, going from Kobe and his nature he is all about, hard work, no excuses. And with LeBron, it's just different. Like, the atmosphere around it, like, and there's a difference because there's a homegrown guy and you're getting another guy that came from somewhere else. And that's happened before. Shaq, obviously, Kareem in the past. But there is a level of, it's not about me, but it is about you, LeBron. Like, there's this whole thing, this shadow that covers the organization.
Of course.
There's the Lakers brand, and then there's LeBron's brand. Well, that's just what it comes down to, and there's a difference to there.
Remember that Laker fan we ran into? We were in Philadelphia. I'll never forget. Any elevator came on. Oh, man, I'm a diehard Laker fan. I was like, oh, really? You Philly LeBron? He goes, hell no. He goes, he will not go to a Laker fan or Laker game until LeBron is gone. And I was like, damn. And then, you know, I'm in this fantasy football league with a bunch of L.A. guys. And the way they talk about LeBron, they're Kobe guys. But they're also Laker guys. And they're like, he ain't one of us. He's not us. It's just strange. The aura of LeBron James is just...
Well, that I acknowledge. But, like, everybody's losing their minds about us linking, you know, the Warriors to the old guys. So there aren't a lot of young player options that are available. You want... Okay, let's entertain this. A young player. Zion's out there. A... Why would New Orleans give up on him? And B, you'd have to surrender all the assets for him. And he's another guy who gets hurt a lot and breaks down. Everyone's tantalized with the talent. Like, that's why I'm monitoring Boston. If they're willing to give up Jaylen Brown or Tatum, I would be all over it. But what do you have that Boston wants as a compensation package for two players, one of the two players in their prime?
Well, they would definitely... You know, split them up if they don't win the championship. They would be close to doing that. And they just gave Holiday the big money. Jalen Brown already got the big money.
Extension.
It's an odd extension. I would not have given Holiday that extension.
He said he was like, at the end of this deal, I'm going to retire. What?
Yeah, it's just like, whoa, what are we doing here? Our boy Build-A-Beast, he's a big time Laker fan. Shout out Team Hennessy. LeBron's grown on me because of the bubble chip, and I was anti Braun before his antics, but the crying is hard to defend. I mean, the guy literally throws
it. He fits in.
I'm imagining him and Draymond rushing over to Gucci Man, the referee, and berating him.
It would be a home run sensation with the fingers waving in the air, circular finger, where it's going, challenge that, challenge that, challenge that.
Shasky.
Speaking of challenging, Shasky. They blew a timeout challenging the Shasky. Second one last night,
and that's what
and
I'm
didn't
saying.
Have the timeout to call the timeout.
Which is a joke, by the way. If you win the challenge, you should keep
you should
the timeout.
Get the timeout back.
But this is why I get on
They'll
Shasky.
Change the rule.
This is why I get on Shasky. Because he can't stand the crying. He can't stand the challenging. And that's all LeBron James will bring. Like, he's going to bring your triple-double numbers, yeah. But he's also going to be doing that, which drives you crazy. You would last 3 months before you just pop your top and say, you know what? This is a mistake.
It's better than Wiggins just running up and down the court not caring.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like, if that's my option.
I wouldn't say Wiggins cares. He's got to touch the ball.
Well, I mean, just play like you care then.
I think he did. He's just, you know, not touching the ball. He looked like Austin Reeves when he doesn't touch it. He looks like he doesn't care. Why? Because he doesn't touch it. Let these guys touch the ball. All right, injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Oh, the Oakland Athletics. They're rolling. Winners of 5 of their last 8 after beating the Pirates last night, but got some bad news regarding second baseman Zach Geloff. The team announced that Geloff will shut down baseball activities as he continues to recover from an oblique injury he suffered last week while the Yays were in New York City against the Yankees. The initial belief was that Geloff's absence would be brief, but now his return date is very much up in the air. The A's won 5 of 8. 5 of 8 games. Wow. How about that? How about that? The injury report brought to you by Boxer Gerson. It's got a funny text that I can't read on air. Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. What is the best fit with Steph Curry to go to State Warriors? Is it Giannis? Is it LeBron? Is it Embiid? Is it Tatum? Is it Brown? These guys are getting knocked out the playoffs. Is it Kevin Durant? Would you want Kevin Durant back? We'd love to hear from Dub Nation. Plus, Jermaine Wiggins, our good friend from WEEI in Boston, will join us at 8:30 as the Giants are out there taking out the Red Sox. Plus, we can get into the Celtics and how he feels about Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. He's had some big-time opinions about them over the years. We'll get his thoughts at 8:30 here on The Rust.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.